Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Well, C.J. Stroud and Stephon Diggs already yelling at each other. We feared it. It's happening. But it's C.J. doing the yelling.
C.J., man.
They were on the field this week.
Yep. He's a cancer.
C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, John Mechie, a guy named Sketch.
Sketch. God, I love that guy.
He's a streamer. Yeah. Interesting dude. Kind of chubby. Wears glasses. Stephon Diggs was playing all-time quarterback. Mm-hmm. CJ was running routes on Tank Dell. By the way, Tank moving around.
Moving around pretty well.
And this was CJ Stroud. This is before he goes out for a route. I guess Stephon Diggs had thrown him a bad pass. Mm-hmm. This is CJ Stroud with Tank Dell covering him, yelling at Stephon Diggs.
He get locked up. He's playing everybody but him.
Bro, so everything not here?
No, I got something.
Bro, I just threw you. Everything not here, my come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, for real though.
Strife. We have strife. No, we don't. This was actually very cool. I've watched these videos probably far too many times than I should have, especially the ones with Sketch, but that's a different story. Don't you feel like this was just like, hey, guys, let's go hang out? And they were just kind of hanging out. It wasn't like anything. They were like in like regular shorts, and they didn't have their, they weren't like taped up or anything. They were just messing around. It was really cool. It was very cool.
Well, I think it's funny how competitive CJ is.
Oh, of course.
Like this was, I mean, this obviously it's when you have someone and the Sketch guy, I think has like millions of followers. He's like a big, big streamer.
Squints.
Yeah. A lot of times you have the, it's obviously going to be on the gram, and there's obviously going to be a lot of, attention and stuff. But CJ was just out there acting like a middle school kid outside playing street football and being competitive. I mean, he was really trying to take it to Tank, and he was really upset with Diggs with the way he was throwing the rock.
It reminded me of, remember when he was talking trash about the pickup basketball? He's just competitive. You know, the celebrity game? Like, who was he talking trash
Micah
with?
Micah Parsons.
That's right, Parsons. It reminded me of that. He was just like messing around, having a good time. It was cool. Like they weren't. I'm looking at it again right now. They were just kind of hanging out. They weren't in any football stuff in football.
I mean, they had their gloves.
They had the gloves.
They had the gloves and cleats.
Yeah, they had the gloves.
They were out there doing it. Mm-hmm. They were doing their thing. And CJ shot. Stephon Diggs was already out there. Kind of just seemed like one of the dudes. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs been putting up a lot of Instagram videos with Texans helmet on and all that. But they were out there. They were yelling, and you had some chemistry building, I guess, with Stephon Diggs. Ross Tucker, and I think this is a narrative that needs to be set with the Stephon Diggs trade, because of all the ways to evaluate this trade, I think there's one that is getting a little bit lost in the actual context in which the Diggs trade was made. Here was Ross Tucker talking about the Stephon Diggs trade.
Don't like the trade for Stephon Diggs as much for the Houston Texans after this contract adjustment. First of all, you trade a second round pick for only 1 year of Diggs services. You can't get a comp pick because you shorten the contract, and you give him a $3.5 million raise for that same 1 year that you didn't even have to do. They say they're doing it because they want him to be supremely motivated, I believe, to perform very well. What about the opposite? What if Nico Collins is getting the ball a lot? What if they're giving the ball to Tank Dell a lot? I feel like this could really go either way with Stephon Diggs in Houston. And a second-round pick for 1 year, it's a little bit much.
There's a lot wrong in that. All due respect, I love Ross Tucker. We've had him on the show. He's been on the station a lot. But there's a lot wrong with that. First of all, the draft compensation, this is one of your big bullet points, so to speak. It's a second round pick. It's you're still going to have your picks. That's number one. But the second thing, the whole what if, that's a good thing. Like, what if Nico all of a sudden gets a lot more catches and Tank gets a lot more catches? Do you think Stephon Diggs is not having any impact on that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's the thing for me. He's talking about the trade and it's a lot of compensation. Mm-hmm. I don't look at this as just a second round pick that you traded that could be top 50. And I think that's an unfair, it's an illogical way to look at it, because mm-hmm. I look at the draft compensation that you sent for Stephon Diggs as kind of a home loan.
Yeah.
And you take out a home loan to buy a home. Now, if you go back in hindsight and you say, well, you could have used that money to do this, maybe so. But the whole reason that you went and took out that loan was because you liked that home. If the home ends up being bad, then maybe you just shouldn't have taken out the loan at all. But the reason that the Texans made that trade with the Vikings, remember when they made the trade with the Vikings? They're like, what are they doing? What are they thinking? Mm-hmm. What are they thinking? Mm-hmm. They trade their first for 2 seconds, so they trade back 19, and they get the extra second-round pick.
Right.
With that extra second-round pick, they send it to Buffalo for Stephon Diggs. So the only reason they made that trade, and the only reason they had that extra second round pick, was to get Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
If you want to evaluate this trade and you want to say what coulda, woulda, shoulda happened, and that's how trades are evaluated, I think you have to look at what could they have gotten at 22. Because once they missed out on Keenan Allen, and then the very next day they made that trade with the Vikings to get that extra second round pick to get Diggs, that was the whole point of making that trade. Because if not, they just wouldn't have made the trade. So if you're gonna look at what coulda, woulda, shoulda, I wouldn't look at the second round pick. I would look at what they could have gotten at 22,
23, right? And I think
23, yes,
yeah. But the other thing is, it's an unknown at 23. Like maybe this guy, our projections, what we're seeing, who we like, and all that. You got a sure thing on Stephon Diggs. And you've already planned for that in terms of draft picks, what you just said.
Yeah, so that's the way that I think it needs to be,
by the way,
looked at, is that it was kind of a house loan.
In about a half hour, I'm going to tell you that this trade cannot go bad. Why this cannot go bad.
So you have a guarantee, or is this just scenarios?
I think there's three scenarios, and I don't see where any of the three are really that bad. And that on top of what we just talked about, I think there's going to be a reason to say, you know what? There's no real fall off a cliff here. But in terms of this, Diggs' impact, whether it's the receivers or the sure thing that he is, and the other thing that we've talked about multiple times, what's a fall off for him? If he loses 25 catches from last year, it's still 80 catches, you know? So I don't agree with Ross on that one.
The cost is one narrative. There's been a couple of other narratives that I think are interesting with the Diggs thing. I saw a report the other day that he fought with Josh Allen. No kidding. I mean, that's pretty obvious. That's clear as day that mm-hmm. they did not get along. Mm-hmm. He left camp and there was beef. So he fought with Josh Allen. So now we're going to get these reports that they yelled at each other after week one?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. And then the other one was, and this was actually Eric Armstead. We'll hear this at 1 o'clock. He actually confirmed you know, we talk about them trying to trade for Keenan Allen. They also tried to trade for Eric Armstead. So perhaps Stephon Diggs was plan C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, overall.
Yeah.
Because different positions and all that, but yeah.
But he's already out there with C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. He's already doing his thing. They're yelling at each other, and they are doing their thing with the dude sketch. Coming up next, Lopez is trying to run the best coach in town, out of town. Lopez, what are you doing?
Am I?
That's next. We're going to localize it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.